On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join author Lamont Dupree as he shares tips on how to never work a day in your life.
What do you want to be when you grow up? This is a question that most of us began to hear probably around the same time we could say, Dada. Our parents and other well-meaning adults set us on their laps, grabbed our little hands, baited us in with a little peekaboo and smiles, then said in that annoying, goo-goo, gaga voice, "Aren't you the cutest little thing? Yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are." Then they hit us with it. "And what are you going to be when you grow up?" From that point, the pressure is on. If you get in the kitchen and pull out all the pots and pans, oh, look at our little chef. If you finger paint and the smears on the paper look like something recognizable, you are the next Picasso. If you bang on the piano, they put you in boring lessons and make you practice 15 hours a day. At every milestone, parents are looking and dreaming about what you will become. Your parents love you and they want to see you succeed. Some are driven by a cause. They want you to do better than they did. Some are driven by their failure. They were derailed from their pursuit of a career, and now they want to see you pick up where they left off. Some are even driven by rumors. They heard at the beauty salon that Mrs. Johnson's oldest sister's daughter's nephew was a this, and it sounded like he was doing really well, so maybe you should be a that. As well-intentioned as your parents may be, you've got to be the one to live with that particular career. You're going to have to show up in the classroom to study and to take the test. You're going to have to be the one to get up in the morning to sit at your desk and complete the work. You will have to live with your choice for the next 60 plus years. Choose wisely. Psalm 37:5 says, "Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass." Go. Commit your something to God.
For more information on Go Do Your Something, visit wjou.org.